This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good day. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show for this Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Terry Toten, and joining me in studio, Jessica Chapelier from Fusion in Hillsboro. And this is a big time, an important time for Fusion because it's the 10th anniversary. And gosh, Jessica, it's hard to believe it's been around for 10 years.
10 years.
Wow.
A lot of people have a hard time believing that this has been a part of their lives for 10 years.
And when you look back 10 years ago and this thing, this idea came about and they're going, is this thing going to work?
Mm-hmm.
All this, you know, the weight room, the exercise equipment, the pool, the classes. Is this all going to work? It's worked.
Yeah, it's worked. And actually, a lot of that you just mentioned has been added in the 10 years. We didn't have the weight room. We didn't have the group exercise room. All that up there was kind of a storage room. And in our upstairs, and we converted that probably about 5-6 years ago to group exercise classrooms and a weight room. Otherwise, it was all in our cardio room.
Now, you wouldn't have done that if there hadn't have been a need for it.
Right, yeah. And we even find a need today of how can we expand further. I mean, we have a lot of people come to us with different programs. Could you add a daycare in? Could you add more classes in? More massage therapy in? We just don't have the space for it. We've kind of used all of our space that we have right now without adding on.
It's kind of an interesting, problem to have right now.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. I mean, whenever you grow and you continue to grow and the community comes to you with more needs and you want to fulfill those needs and it just don't have the space to do it or the time slots to do it in.
I think Fusion is still one of the most interesting secrets in the area because a lot of people still don't understand what Fusion and the Aquatic Center is all about. And for one, being a member, God, it's a godsend, you know, it's great, and I take advantage of it as much as I can. But kind of give us an overall view of what's available. Mm-hmm. How do people participate in that sort of thing, Jess?
Well, we try to be something for everybody. We realize that you really have to be motivated pretty heavily to come in every day or to come in and work out on your own. So we realize that we've got to have programs out there that are going to keep people engaged that maybe aren't the fitness type of people. We've done a lot of programs where we reach out, and that's one of our big things is reaching out to the community, finding what their needs are. We've done some weight management programs for men and women. We have group exercise classes for all different ages, as low intensity as a group exercise class for seniors that's all done from a chair. So it's people call us and say, I need my mother or my grandmother to get into something. What do you have? We have a free class that's sponsored by the hospital, by the physical therapy department in the hospital. So they teach them the proper technique on how to do things. They do things from a chair, and they keep those seniors active. So we have a lot of programs from seniors all the way down to swim lessons for kids. We have after-school programs for kids. We have we're starting a class here called Happy Feet, which is basically teaching fine motor skills through soccer. And we've done that before, so we're doing that for, that's for ages 2 to 5. So we try to have something for everybody. For the people that aren't fitness enthusiasts, we do have pool parties, we have swim lessons, we even do blood drives. You know, we try to be there for the community in any way that we can.
So. And you can still buy a day pass and just walk on the track if it's a nasty day outdoors and you want to get some walking in. It's just a nice little slow walk, and you know it's good for the cardio.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we sell walk only passes for those people that say I'm just going to come in and walk. For the people that are suffering from I can't get on a treadmill, I can't walk. We've got the pool, and we've got pool classes, and we've got pool therapy, and that's been a godsend for a lot of people that just are not able to do some of the regular what we know as the fitness classes or the cardio room type equipment.
Sure. So. Yeah. You've expanded to the point where, okay, most every room is occupied with equipment and classes and that sort of thing. obviously, you'd like to maybe expand down the line, but it takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of money to do that.
Yeah.
But for the time being, I guess, are there any new activities or changes coming up here in the next 10 years that you can see?
Well, we as you said, it does take a lot of money. We are a non-for-profit. Most of the money that comes from the memberships goes back into the programming. We do try to offer a lot of programs for the school district and for the kids in the community that are at little cost to them. So we do lose money on some of those programs, and we do suffer in that respect. But we're happy to be able to do some of those programs to be there for the hospital or for the community in that way. Some of the things we see coming up, we want to continue to expand some of our classes and the programs that we have from people. We have found that the programs that hold people more accountable, where the ladies can come together as a group, there's a lot of fear out there of trying different things. So we've had very good success at bringing groups in and saying, okay, you're going to be in the shape class or the move class, and maybe today you're going to do Zumba together just with these ladies in the group. And that's been so much more successful. These ladies or the men try the classes and they say, I would have never done this if I wouldn't have done it, if someone would have been wouldn't have made me do it, and I wouldn't have been kind of in the confines of some of my friends. So we'll probably continue to do that. We just did a huge improvement on our pool. It's 10 years old, so we just had to put a new pool floor in. We closed the pool for 2 weeks. And during those 2 weeks, there's a lot of repairs that had to be done within those 2 weeks that haven't been done for 10 years. And so we made those. Another thing that we see coming up is our swim team. We're really trying to expand our swim team. That's something that we've started in the last year. And we're really excited that our Bolt swim team is part of the USA Swim Network. They are, we're expanding this year. We have more kids doing it. And we're drawing kids from Greenville and from Litchfield and from Raymond and Wagner and Nokomis into that program. And that's something where they can compete on their own. We're hoping to maybe eventually make it kind of a high school sport and they can compete for their own high school with that. But at this point, they can come to us. We do practices. We go to meets on weekends. And they can compete in something that eventually that USA Swim program is something that will take them all the way up to the Olympics. And that is what Haley Brown did here and got a college scholarship from it. So we're hoping to start something like that here at Fusion. We would be competing against teams in Springfield, Bloomington, Champaign. And here we are in local Hillsboro, Illinois. And we went to meets last year and had really, really good success with the students that we have here. So if anybody's interested, they would just need to contact Fusion about the swim team.
And for people who don't understand about the competition level in high school, there are certain sports and activities that you don't actually have to have a high school team. You can be a member of the high school and represent the high school, but not actually have a team involved there. So you can compete as an individual.
Right.
And that's what the great thing about the swim team is, you can draw all these kids from all around.
Yeah.
They can be on this swim team, but they can actually be representing their own high school.
Right.
Which is really kind of cool.
That's what we hope to do. Right now, we're Fusion out of Hillsboro. We're not affiliated with Hillsboro High School, so it doesn't mean that you would be a topper. You could be from Raymond and be a Lancer, or you could be from Litchfield and be a Panther and swim in the IHSA swim meets that take place in the fall. So,
and not everybody's a basketball player. Not everybody's a football player. Not everybody's a baseball player. Some people, swim, and some people can do other types of activities. For goodness sakes, the IHSA has had huge success with their bass fishing tournament.
Exactly.
It's not really a sport. It's an activity, but it's something kids can be involved in. And I think this is one of the great things that Fusion has going for it. You get the kids involved.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a great opportunity for them to come and swim. It's an individualized sport. Their times are recorded individually, so they're not relying on a team member or trying to find how am I going to find enough team members to be a part of the sport. It's an individual sport, and those times will stick with them, and that's what times they're competing against to break. And when they go to these meets, it's more of an individualized approach. They obviously can have access to our pool at all times to work on that sport whenever they don't have to wait on a gym or wait on a soccer field or wait on the weather to to participate in certain sports. So,
Jessica, one other thing when we're talking about kids, I know during the summertime you offer some help with meals.
Oh, yes, yes, the hospital.
And it doesn't, to me, it doesn't get promoted enough, the effort you put into that.
Yeah, and the hospital has been a big promoter of the Kids Summer Lunch Program. They're the sponsor of it. And Pam Dawson has just been a volunteer and a teacher from Beckmeyer Schools that has decided to put this together. And this is our third year, and it's just a tremendous program. The kids come in, they have some type of activity, and that activity might be a service project. They might be doing a service project. One of the service projects is they had a garden this year, and they would plant the garden, and then they would take food out of the garden, and then we'd have it at the lunch program. We had activities at Fusion in the gym, in the pool, and then they also got a meal, you know, on top of that. So we've had excellent success with that. Tremendous program put together by Roseanne Heck and Pam Dawson. We're happy to help with it. And the kids are bused from the school system. The school buses in the school system even have taken on the responsibility to bus the kids here.
That's terrific. I just think it's such a great idea.
It is.
You know, fulfilling a need that's there in the summertime that's not being met by anybody else. And so you jump right in and take care of it.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jessica Chapelier from Fusion in Hillsborough. Jessica, explain to people who, and as I mentioned, this is kind of still a secret to many people. Tell us, give us a description of you know, the activity room where you have the ellipticals and you have the treadmills. What all is available to people if they're trying to get themselves into shape? And it's not that you have to become an Olympic athlete. It's just, you know, trying to better yourself.
Yeah. In our cardio room, we've got ellipticals. We've got bikes. We've got recumbent bikes for people to sit on, you know, sit down on a bike. We've got more of the upright bikes. We have weights, machine type weights, and then we also have free weights. We have a personal trainer. So whenever you want to get started, you say, I don't know where to start. We have a great personal trainer, Chris Peterson, who will tell them exactly, set up a program for them on how to get started. If you're uncomfortable with the equipment, we offer free orientations and assessments. You just sign up whenever you become a member of Fusion for free. We take you around, show you how to use the equipment, assess you to where you currently are physically. We have the walking track, as you mentioned, where you can walk, run, jog. People come in and push strollers. They even do different things like lunges or weighted carry weights around there. We have a weight room that's a free weight room. And then we have group exercise room that is mainly used for all of our group exercise classes. As I said, low intensity all the way up to high intensity classes for kids. We have even a kids class on Monday, Wednesday nights for the parents that want to come work out. They can drop their kids off. And the kids are going through physical activities, games, while the parents work. And the after school kids program is an opportunity for the kids to get in there and do physical activity as well. And we have the pool, and the pool is full of, you can take aquatics classes, you can take swimming lessons, you can just come in and swim laps on your own. We have lap lanes set up for that. You can walk against our lazy river or with the lazy river.
It's not lazy, I'm telling you. If you walk against that thing, whew,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a workout.
Yeah, it yeah. definitely is. We've even got weights in there that you can put yeah. on and walk with weights in the pool area. So
that's something I've taken advantage of just because of some back problems. And you know, it's been wonderful to be able to be in the water and do the various exercises where it takes all the pressure off. The buoyancy takes all the pressure off. Gravity doesn't have that big effect on you.
Yeah.
So it's been very valuable to me, I know, in helping me out.
Yeah.
And plus, kids can just go and have fun being kids at the pool.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. We just are starting something. We haven't done this before, but we're starting it in October. It's going to be our first ever triathlon that we're going to do.
Oh.
Indoor triathlon. It's because we're celebrating 10 years in October. We're going to do 10 minutes on the bike, 10 minutes on the treadmill, and then 10 minutes in the pool. And I know we might have people say, I don't want to do one area or another. They don't have to. It's just $25 to be a part of it. We're going to do it the week of October 12th through 17th. And all you do is come in and sign up for a time slot. And there's 15-minute time slots, and you'll start on the bike for 10 minutes. Then you'll go to the to the treadmill, and then you'll go to the water, and it's we're just going to have a little competition of who can go the farthest in each of those areas, and then all the we'll kind of determine a winner. So that's something that people are signing up for now. It's an indoor triathlon. So we've heard about these.
Who cares about the weather? Right?
Yes, yeah. We don't have to worry about the weather. We don't have to worry about the streets and blocking off the streets. So we thought that this is something we would try, something new. And actually, again, our members came to us and said, "Oh, there's some indoor triathlons." We get a lot of ideas from the members, and so we looked into it and said, let's try it. Yeah. So we're really excited. And who can't do it for 10 minutes, right?
True.
10
true.
Minutes.
True.
On
even I can do that.
Yeah. So
well, I can't swim, but, you know, I do work out in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you've got the gymnasium available.
Oh, yes.
Which,
yes.
You know, me, once in a while, I just like to go in and shoot some baskets.
Yeah.
You know, because I kind of like basketball
yeah.
a little bit. So, and just we being able to do that is terrific.
And we do have, even our personal trainer, some people, when they want their cardio, he takes them in there and they just shoot baskets. Mm-hmm. If they're a basketball player, for a previous basketball player, that's how they get some of their cardio.
Oh, I tell you what, the number of high school kids and junior high kids I see in there playing yes. basketball. Was incredible.
Yeah.
What a great facility for those kids.
Yeah. We have a lot of kids who come in on the off season.
And by the way, the Hillsborough basketball program at the lower levels has been pretty darn terrific here the last couple of years.
It has been.
I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
That probably had a little bit to do with it, I'm guessing.
It has been. Yeah. It has been. We have a lot that come in and are shooting baskets, and then they'll go and run some steps, mm-hmm. run some stairs right next to the gym and come back down. So, yeah, we love to see that. We love to see the kids participating as well as the seniors. And we've got a great mix of both.
And I've told you this before, Jess, and I'm just kind of throwing this out there. That gymnasium will make a great wiffle ball park if we ever decided to have a wiffle ball tournament.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
It'd be great because you have the great upper grandstand area. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later about that.
Okay.
I'm just crazy. I know. I know. Now, if somebody's interested in joining Fusion, mm-hmm. give us the various type of packages that they can be involved in. Personally, I like the package. I'm just a member. I go in there, I swipe my card, and I can come and go when I need to. So.
And that's really what we want. We have 3, 6, or 12-month memberships. And depending on if you some different places, depending on where you work, you might get a discount, corporate discount. We offer military discounts as well. And you sign up for a 3, 6, or 12-month membership. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't people don't like to do it as much as to pay that enrollment fee. We do have an enrollment fee, but with our 10-year anniversary coming up, we're doing a day on October 17th where we're going to do no enrollment fees.
Oh, great.
So for people who have not had a chance to come in and who don't want to pay that enrollment fee, we're offering that as a day to come in and sign up for a 3, 6, or 12-month membership. Now, you can do that paid in full. You can do it EFT withdrawal out of a checking, savings, credit card. So we do have different options for that if they are interested in taking advantage of that. And like I said, along with our 10-year celebration that we're doing, we have various discounts going on that week of October 12th through the 17th. Each day we'll have 10% off something. And then on October 17th, we're going to have the no enrollment fee day. So the October 17th is our anniversary celebration. We're going to have parts of the triathlon that day. We're also going to do our 6th annual Duck Derby, which is a really fun event.
Yes.
It is a, you can buy a duck for $5 or five for 20. And we take these little ducks that will then have a number, you know, you will buy a duck number and these little ducks and they're plastic ducks and we race them around our river. And it is a really cute event. So it's a fundraiser.
It's a blast.
It's
an absolute hoot.
The kids love it. It's just been a really good thing. So we're going to have, in conjunction with our 10-year anniversary, we're going to have our duck derby, we're going to have the triathlon, and we're going to have that no enrollment fee that day. So it's going to be a really big day. That Saturday, October 17th, we'll have food, bake sale, things like that.
And so if you're looking to improve yourself, and again, you don't have to become an Olympic athlete, but a little bit of exercise goes a long way.
Yeah.
Not only physically, but mentally.
Oh, definitely.
It does help you so much just to get out there and do a little bit. And, you know, you're not going to change anything overnight, but if you stick with it, it's going to be well worth it.
Tremendous.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah, I think most people would agree after they've tried it out or got it into their lifestyle for a while.
Yeah.
It was definitely a positive change.
Oh, absolutely.
Life,
so. Absolutely. And I look forward to the times I get to go and do my workout and shoot some baskets and just have a good time. And another thing that you pointed this out, there are people there to talk to if you have questions.
Yeah.
And this is not one of these things where you run your key card in there and there's nobody around.
Yeah.
you have real people there
yes.
to talk to.
Yes.
So, and if you have questions, they can answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica,
definitely.
Thank you so much. Happy anniversary, Fusion.
Thank you.
It's
thank
terrific.
You very much.
It's absolutely terrific.
It
Jessica
is.
Chapelier from Fusion has been our guest on this week's edition of the WSMI Wednesday Talk Show. For the Talk Show, I'm Terry Tote.